Yo, 1 2 1 2, what it do? Is your boy Skeeter Steve, and welcome to another episode of Lace Rounds, where we're giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Yeah. Man, feels good though, but I got another guest up in here, man. He was a guest before on our anniversary show, and he's back again. The one, the only, Rose Parade. What's up, bro?
What's the deal, man.
Feel good to have you back, bro, man.
Likewise. Yeah, man. Feel good to be back.
Yeah, man. You know, ever since you've been back, hey, I'm going to just let y'all know, my man been out here moving and grooving,
bro. Technically, Adam Rose is here before.
Yeah.
But this is the first time for Rose Parade.
Okay, it is. So, no, man, just been seeing you moving and grooving and out here, and like what I said, bro, man, definitely got to give you all flowers before we get started, bro. Like, man, like, you out here moving. Definitely with the song Rodden and the other joint that you had did with the, I think,
Skinny Kenny.
Yeah, hey, that shit is a bop.
That shit is a bop, bro. Yeah. I got some shit with him before that was produced by Blast. That was done by the Fast was done by the Eastie Boys.
Okay.
Featuring Body Bag Jones, aka Lil Rose Parade.
Okay. That's
my little homie, man.
Oh man,
so it was a full circle moment. That's who I took on tour with me, actually.
Oh, that's dope, bro. Man,
Body Bag Jones, make sure you check him out.
So, man, bro, man, like, you know, I see you out here, like, you really, really like what I said, man. I love the growth. Like, you know, you out here making a name for yourself. Not only out here, like, you know, moving and grooving. And not only that, though, the reason why I respect you that much, so much, you're still a kid at heart, Brody.
Bro.
I love that.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
For sure.
I fucking love that,
I damn told you to come do the podcast at the house, man. I wanted to set up the pillows and the toys and the Funkos and shit.
We could do another one, and I could definitely bring the shit through, and we could make it happen.
That works for me. Hell yeah.
But again, bro, if you guys are not familiar, Rose Parade, man, super dope lyrical rapper, man, you know, from Long Beach, California, but also, too, you know, Vegas native, you know what I'm saying, though, man.
I'm here now, man. Always from the sand for sure.
And even though, like what I said, I'm a Vegas native though, but you know, Southern California, they're like my cousin. So you know, that's always been my second home, man. So definitely appreciate it though, man. So we gonna get into the shits, man. You know. Always, you know, when we always start the show off, you know, we always have the commentary for the culture, you know, fuck shit, though. But before we always have our commentary for the culture, though, you always know, like, we always here at Lace Rhymes always have to do an honorable mention, whether it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know, definitely their accomplishment or something that just happened for them, though, man. So this week for our honorable mention, man, is Nori and DJ FNN from the Drink Champs podcast, man. So they're about to get ready and take it to the next level after they struck a deal with Warner Music Group for a podcast deal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. So definitely.
Leaving Revolt?
That's a joint venture. Yeah, man. So
Shout out to Nori and EFN.
Right. Definitely. So they have inked a new distribution deal with Warner Music Group, bringing the audio version of Drink Champs series to the label in-house podcast network. The show will be entering its eighth year, and that will be distributed in an interval presents a growing number of culture-driven podcasts. Newly reformed network, also home of Rap Radar podcast, upcoming projects with Lupita Nyong'o, Jason Derulo, and feeling good about the partnering. Interval presents joining the all-star team that they got. Nori said in a statement obtained by Hip Hop DX, "We're ready to take things to the next level." Drink Champs premiere on the Interval Network will be available on all streaming platforms January 27th, and the interview series was previously distributed by the Black Effect podcast, which was Charlamagne Tha God's at the time, joint venture with iHeart Radio Media. So, I mean, that's dope. So I'm like you. Even though they got the deal at Warner, so do they Is they still on Revolt? I think they're still on Revolt because everybody still gets up and tune fucking in every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
To fucking watch the Drink Champs.
I don't think Diddy's giving up that money, man.
He definitely not, though. But, I mean, hey, if it's more for them, I'm with it. Like, I'm definitely with it. And I tell people with the podcast game, and that's just like my own advice too. You have to play the long game. Hear me when I just said this. Like, they just said they're going into their eighth year. Their eighth year of this shit. So for anybody that's out here looking to do a podcast or to start a podcast, this shit is not going to happen overnight.
It's not. Nothing is. Yes.
No, yeah, nothing.
Nothing is.
Nothing is.
You could definitely pay for the boost or the head start, but or you might be that type of person just networks already and has like it has an extensive network and you know it might be in your favor, but even then there's just so many, what's it called? Not stipulations, but things to consider. Your personality, if you're personable, if you're entertaining, if you have the voice.
Yeah.
And that's a big one.
Yes.
That's a big one.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And not only that, though, if you're likable.
Likable.
Yeah, yeah, very likable. And not only that, though, too, are you very authentic? Are you saying what you really want to say? Are you just saying
holding back, or you're just saying...
To agree with everybody
has to
else.
Be there.
Yeah,
the charisma
right.
gotta be
right.
there.
And all of it. No, definitely all of it, man. So I mean, hey man, like with anything that you do, like always remember you definitely have to play the long game. In the words of Nipsey Hussle, this shit is a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Ain't no sprint. That's for sure, man. So man, you know, props to Nori and EFN over there at Dream Champs. They're one of the ones that I definitely tune in though, but I'm not gonna lie, like after that 2 hour mark, I'd be like, hey, I gotta take a break because this shit is too long. And then I'll probably either get back to it later on that night or the next day.
I just start twisting up. And by the time I'm done twisting, like my interest is back anyway.
Right. yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. You already know good shit, bad shit, fuck shit that always goes on with the culture though. But starting off first, OG rapper. Big Daddy Kane called J. Cole his hero and show love to Migos. Big Daddy Kane has shown some serious love to J. Cole and the Migos, even going as referring him as one of his heroes. The comments was made when he was on a guest on a rap show where the rap legend gave his flowers to J. Cole and shouting out Kendrick Lamar, Rhapsody, Lady London in the process saying, J. Cole is my hero. He said, which the new generation rappers inspiring him. That's my dude right
there. Shout out to homie Doc.
Right. Hey.
These are real homies though. Like, I really. Like, when I hear shit like this, bro, it just makes me smile, man.
But
like,
no, that's fucking dope, bro. No, that's really dope, man. And him saying, I love Kendrick Israel, Rhapsody, Lady London. Lady London is a monster.
She's fly.
Fly.
And fly in real life.
Yeah, she is. Saw her at the panel at the Revo Summit this past year.
Okay.
Yes, super dope. Super dope and very, very humble. Kane also saluted the trio, Quavo, Offset, and The Late Takeoff, comparing them to the Pioneer Group as the hip-hop early days. You know, praying to see another Migos album because their style reminded him of the Funky 4+1 and their In and Out, and I'm a fan of their music. Something that has to be important to me because these dudes are so fly. And you know what? Gotta clap it up because this is the first time I done seen a OG from the late 80s, early 90s, giving props to the rappers that we admire and listen to today. Like, you don't never see that because, you know, I don't know. Like, rap always have these old bitter-ass niggas that's in the trenches that don't never want to give props to the next generation that's coming up. But to see Kane giving the shout-outs and the love to the Migos, J. Cole and Kendrick, like, that's fucking dope.
And I wouldn't even go as far as to say that OGs don't give love, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd say OGs don't. They don't appreciate the fact that, I'm going to say appreciate. They don't like the fact that a lot of young cats don't pay homage.
That part,
Or the simple fact that a lot of young people, like, they just don't care to know what came before them.
Yeah.
They're jumping in the game and they don't know the history of it. I'd personally be pissed off, too.
Yeah.
I was one of, like from another standpoint, like, another, like, flight of life, but, you know, we had OGs that was telling us that we are fucking up the game. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're not, You know what I'm saying? We're not paying homage. We don't know what we're doing it for, et cetera, et cetera. In a different walk of life, you feel me?
Yeah.
At the same time, now I'm at the age saying the same thing to the ones under me. Like, bro, y'all watering this down. It's all the same shit. But you look at it over and over again, and you always want to compare decade to decade, and mm-hmm. it's never gonna be that conversation. You're never gonna get the results that you want.
Yeah, you're not. The
best thing to do is embrace the new, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because the old is old, and it'll never come back. Like, even retroing shit, whatever, isn't the old coming back.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's a new take on something that they've seen. And in that respect, whatever, you can say that there's still hope, because that means somebody had to go look back and see what was being done. To know how they were going to flip it. So.
Exactly. And that's about, like, you know, doing the homework. Like, here, like for me... Like I
shout
love,
out dad right homework shout like, out Trinidad
like, yeah man like for me of course I'm a fan of hip-hop and culture mm-hmm. and if anybody that really know me, like, I'm very very West Coast biased to the core, right. So the same way how like we could admire the Kendricks, the Dracos, the YGs, the Nipseys mm-hmm. and all this, the same way, like, pretty much having a, if you never heard of, like, you know, Ice Cube or Eazy-E, Above the Law.
I'm
MC.
From Snoopville, California, yeah. I can't help with it.
Right.
Warren Dre.
Warren Dre.
Domino.
Bro.
Come on, bro.
Underrated. Underrated.
No, Domino is like.
Bro, yeah.
No, I grew up on it.
Shaq, Summertime in the LBC.
Yeah, shout out C-Night.
Like, all of that. Like, everybody. I would say, like, if you don't know, like, it doesn't hurt to go back and do a little bit of the homework. Like, it's not going to hurt you.
You might fuck around and spark an idea.
Yeah,
you know?
No, like, for real. The same way how everybody liked to blast Every Good Girl. Come on now. That was Marley Marr from New York. LL Cool J, Round the Way Girl. And, you know, fucking Mike and Keys. Shout out to Mike and Keys, they're my niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, put that track together. So, I mean, it's all about doing the homework. And just like what you said, like, it's about sparking that idea, you know? So just to see Kane show love and, you know, admire the people that's out today, that's fucking dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope.
What my granddaddy say, there's two things, three. There's no such thing as new water, no such thing as a new color, and no such thing as a new note.
Oh, that's bars, homie. Yeah. That's bars.
Yeah. Niggas out here using the same materials.
Right.
Pulling up different paintings, though, you know?
Like, right.
You got to, hey.
Nah, that's what it is, so, man. But shout out to Kane. All right, next up, man, PNB Rock's girlfriend says, the rapper had no life insurance. I don't get none. So recently, she had revealed, you know, untimely of his death.
Were they married?
No, they weren't married.
So you wouldn't get none anyway.
Right, exactly.
Entitlement. Hey, ladies, womp womp, bitch. Check this out. Check this the fuck out. Being somebody's boo, bae, honey, whatever the fuck, doo-wop, bottom, second, side, slide, whatever the fuck, does not get you anything. You fucked with him and he was rich. That does not make you rich.
Right.
It does not make it. You're not going to get rich because he passed. You're not going to get rich because he passed.
Yeah, right.
You ain't going to get rich because he got away. Passed.
Right.
No. It's none of that. You're not getting anything. Sucking his dick was probably the richest. You got some rich. You got a rich mouth. You got an expensive mouth. But you stop that. Y'all better get out of here with that.
Oh, no, yeah, man.
Y'all better knock it off.
Right. Yeah, knock it off, though. So she went on the Instagram. You know, saying that, you know, like saying he has been called a god from a vulnerable post. And while she was saying a few size businesses, PNB Rock was the primary breadwinner of their relationship. This is basically a video of gratitude, she said. And I just want to thank everybody who's been supporting. It really means much to me. And God wanted me to tell y'all that since he's been gone, I haven't had no help. Look. Just like what my man said.
You can get a new nigga. you can get a new nigga.
Right, know? No, yeah, I'm just, better, yeah.
I,
no, yeah, and that's a fact, though, but that's also.
Don't nobody want her posting their location either. let me shut up. You ain't about to get with me and have right. me slipping. I like Roscoe's.
Hey, no, yeah, for real. Boy. Me too. But it's just, we know, and even just for me being in Vegas, I know certain places I know I'm not supposed to be at.
Okay, how many franchises they got?
Right. And not only that, though, too, back to PNB, this is where we said, yo, people, even rappers, get your fucking affairs in order, because, not even gonna lie, they've been putting it out there in the information. Not too long ago, they just said a lot of these regular executives, they got life insurance policies on these artists.
That's your product. Yeah. A lot of people be thinking that this a lot of people were talking on that sacrifice game and this and that, da da da. You gotta understand, when you sign as an artist, like you are now a UPC code. You are not a human being anymore. You're a product. And people gonna get insurance on their product.
Yeah.
If I put $3 million into somebody, it's not because I think that you just fly and I just, you know, root right. for you. Like, right. no, like, right. it's not a pat on the back and right. go do your best. No, right. bitch, bring me my money back. I need my return on investing. And if I don't ever get that option, then I also need that return. You feel me? So, like, you're kind of a liability. And I want people to understand, when a record deal is nothing but a business loan.
Yeah.
You are signing a business loan saying that somebody is saying that I feel that you are worth this much and you're going to give me this much back. When you sign, you saying damn right.
Yeah. Damn. Hey, Rose up here giving y'all game. Come on, man. My man's up here giving y'all game, though, but this is where it goes in the show. Like, you got to have your affairs in order.
Yeah.
You definitely have to have your affairs in order. I mean, it sucks that she's struggling, though, but I mean.
But, yeah, you should have rapped with him. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. A lot of y'all just hanging around.
Yeah.
Big leech business. I don't know. I'm not saying that she is. What I'm saying is, whatever opportunity, if you got a man that's in this position and he doing this and that for you, might want to pay for an LLC. You might want to get some money and put it have your money working for itself.
Right.
So when something does happen, whatever, not only can you handle the demise part, but you can stay afloat yourself, or have a situation where now you booming instead of getting on Instagram to log in and tell everybody how you struggling.
Right.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Definitely not a good look. Definitely not a good look, though, man. So, hey, moral of the story, get your motherfucking affairs in order. Get it in order.
Yeah.
No, like, for real. Definitely get it in order. All right, next up, and you know what, though? I can't front. This one really sparked a huge fucking debate. Very, very debate between me and a couple of my friends. And you know what? I'm not even mad at what Irv Gotti said this shit. Irv Gotti gives Nas best hip-hop record a crown, but not for Illmatic. He's not saying the album, though, but here's what he said. Irv Gotti believe Nas has the best hip-hop record of all time, not because of Illmatic. During an appearance of another podcast, Gotti heaped more loftily of the praise of the Queensbridge MC, claiming that there's no better rap single than his 2002 effort.
The letter
made
N?
You, no, oh. Made You Look. Made You Look.
I'm gonna say this.
That's a tough record, too.
But rightfully so. Like, letter. The N word. But no. Early 2000s period. Like, that was a huge. Blueprint 2 was in there somewhere.
Blueprint 2. And then
Chronic 2001 was the year before.
Yeah. And then with Nas, you had Godson, Stillmatic.
Which one was I Know I Can?
I think be that was what I wanna I, be. I think that was
right before 2002, right?
I think so. Let's see. Okay, cause there's Stillmatic. I'm looking at the Stillmatic was 2001. So yeah, you're right. Godson is 2002 with I Know I Can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I remember what CDs I was burning.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, bro. We both came from that era. We fucking came from that era, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, yes.
I remember what CDs I was like, 2002. Like, all right. Yeah, no. Shit. That's. I mean, I don't have Irv's ear, so I wouldn't say that. I would have said Stillmatic, like that had like a little more influence on me ear wise, whatever.
Yeah,
I wasn't digging in crates and shit like that.
No,
so.
Yeah, and then the co-hosts of the podcast were saying the song, which Irv said the biggest. He said that was a big album, but the big song was I Made You Look. And then they said, what about the song? What about the song with Lauryn Hill, I Will the World? And then Irv said, I Will the World isn't even a fucking what a sentence. It is a great record, but it's not immortal or iconic like as I Made You Look was. Cause don't get me wrong, I fucks with I Will the World heavy. But hold
that,
on.
But
hear me out though. Hear me out though.
Go ahead.
I Made You Look was dope though. It was dope. But when he came back with the remix with Ludacris and Jadakiss, oh my God. All right,
so like a lot of people judge the record based on what prompted a remix, let alone who got on the remix, right? All right, so I Ruled the World, like, to me, point blank, period, that's just a more universal record.
Yes, definitely.
I'm putting that on a movie score faster than I am You Made Me Look, you feel me?
Yeah.
Made Me Look. But you got to understand, nothing punched harder than Uchi, Wally, and One Mike. You got to think about the moments that came with that. Let's be real. Like, you gotta think how many times, like, sneakers are talking hip hop, and he's like, all I need is one mic, one. Yeah. That boom.
Damn.
Shit made niggas freestyle immediately. You feel me?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Uchi Wally got him to where it's like, there's niggas sampling Uchi Wally right now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Uchi Wally was like, that was what you never expected from Nas.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Exactly.
Like
that was out of the that was out of the lane. So here I want to ask y'all, what is Nas's iconic record? Okay, so we got I Made You Look, we got Uchi Wally, and we got One Mike. Let us know in these comments what is Nas's like iconic record, because I'm with you, Rose. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I fucks with I Made You Look, but when you said One Mic and Uchi Wally,
come on, bro. Boy,
that's a tough one.
Even like you got like bro, they're like, for a nigga, like, you gotta understand, a lot of people respect Nas. Like, Nas has never been like on something like, yeah, that nigga's lame, da da da. Him and like, it's low key like him and Dave East.
And
I get why they're with each other.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't question their skills. They're thorough. This isn't that, da da da. But they're like so pure hip hop. Like, if you don't have the attention or the ear for it, you gotta hear them where you hear them. You feel me?
So that's a flow
for it. So even then, back then, like, the most I was hearing Nas,
mm-hmm,
low key,
I know I can be what I want to be, boys and girls. Come on.
So what I'm saying is like to judge a Nas record, if the multitude isn't gonna be aren't Nas fans,
yeah,
they support it, but they're not Nas fans.
Yeah.
So to like, if you weren't alive when Nas was getting on radio, it's gonna be a hard. Be a hard thing to judge.
Yeah,
like,
no, it really is, and not only that though, the nigga's still thriving with the King Disease series with him and Hit-Boy though. But
bro,
but this
Nas gonna stay. Nas gonna keep his money.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a fact. He
Nas got Ring doorbell money, bro.
Yeah,
like,
he do.
Nas gonna stay relevant, bro.
No, yeah, exactly. He definitely do. Definitely do, man. So I mean, again, let us know what is Nas, his iconic, one of his iconic songs. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what song.
I want to see y'all tune in, niggas.
Right, either. Me too,
Put that shit under the comments.
Yeah, no, right, I want to know in the comments, what is his iconic song? Like, I want to know, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so let us know. So, all right, that concludes our part of commentary for the culture. So, all right, it's about that time, always here, about to get into these sneakers with I Cannot Kick It. Yes, sir. So, first up, we got the collab from Sean Witherspoon and Adidas. The Adidas Okontura was introduced earlier as a 90s-inspired runner. Sean Witherspoon is planning on putting his own twist on the silhouette for upcoming collaborative collection. Witherspoon's take on the Adidas Okontura is often offered up in three color options. Each pair comes with a constructive mix of mesh or suede and 100% vegan materials equipped with the Adiprene cushion. Efficient details of the Witherspoon signature brand embroidered on the toe box and stamped on the tongue. Look for the Sean Witherspoon in the Okontura style as they're going to be releasing on January 19th at select retailers at adidas.com, and the retail tag is 160. You know what? Not even bad for retail.
Yeah.
But I don't know about these. I don't know. Adidas is really trying right now. They really is.
They're really trying to survive right now.
Yeah, especially I get it. Like, you know, they made the split with Kanye though, but like we got to keep it real. Like people weren't really wearing Adidas like that. Like they really wasn't. You had a few people.
Shell tone it out. Maybe a Gazelle.
Maybe a Gazelle. And then you had that little Ultra Boost and them NMD run craze. Just a little bit.
Pharrell kind of kept y'all afloat. Well,
yeah. Just a little bit. And you don't even see nobody in Human Racers like that. Like you once was.
And if it didn't have like Pharrell's touch on it, then nobody really. Yeah. No one.
Because
nobody wanted to see the Adidas logo. Yeah. That's just how I feel about it.
No, that's a fact.
That's really how I feel about it. Yeah, nobody really wanted to see the Adidas logo. So, yeah, shout out to y'all.
No, yeah, but, but man, Sean, I get it. You trying to do it, and it
kind of like he tried to go back to that 97 that 97-1 silhouette with the Sean Witherspoon joint.
Yeah. That was his best suit. I'm gonna just say this right now.
Go back to Nike.
Yeah, bring your ass back to Nike, bro.
Take your ass back to Nike, bro.
Yeah. Cuz this shit what you doing with Adidas, it ain't working.
No, it ain't hitting. It definitely ain't hitting.
And I mean, hey, whoever might like these, hey, it may be to your taste and your approval. Hey, I mean, you like what you like at the end of the day, though. But I mean, like with these, like these just ain't hitting. Like these ain't it. Definitely ain't it. All right, next up, here we go, Jordan 7. We got a lot of Jordans coming out this year too.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at that.
Me too. I'm with you on that.
I never really liked them type of years. It was just flooded with J's. Yeah. Like. But I do. It's a lot of colors that's coming out that should have been shoes that he played in.
Oh no, yeah, I'm with you. No, I'm definitely
like even
with
last
you.
Year's Cherry 11. It should have been. I used to be on NBA 2K, like creating a high top cherry.
But hold up though, bros. We ain't gonna talk about how like back in our days when we was in high school. That was a bootleg color. And then for the now
on PlatinumKicks.com. Stop playing.
Yeah. It was a bootleg color, and then now we're seeing this shit in fruition. It's fucking
That's
crazy.
A lot of shoes, though.
Yes.
Virgil's Louis Vuitton collab. Nigga, like, bro, we've been putting high-end fabrics on Air Forces since the ninth grade. Yeah, like, yeah. What the fuck?
For real, like, it's crazy. Like, yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. But nonetheless, though, Jordan 7 got some Air Jordan 7, Infrared 7. Infrared 7, to be exact, will be dropping this summer of 2023. And the sneaker used a tumble white leather based on a smooth white leather overways with a mocha chromatic tongue and a booty. Infrared seen on the midsole tongue as well as the Jumpman. Black details, line, outsole, tone, pull tab with the icy.
Is it infrared or that bright crimson bullshit?
He's saying white infrared though, but yeah.
Because remember when they did that with the infrared and they came out with a bright crimson?
We really didn't know. But what I am happy about, though, hopefully they're trying to push a little bit more sevens because I do enjoy the seven silhouettes. And I feel like sevens, they don't get the proper respect that it deserves.
I'm one of the ones that disrespect them. So I'm going to be real with you.
You ain't fucking with the Raptor sevens?
You know what? No. Raptors, Bordeaux's, and what was the joints with the gray and the blue in it kind of?
gosh.
It's like all the Spain joints. The
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. It's coming.
Damn,
I can't remember the fucking name.
I'm having a brain fart right now, man.
A little Spain colorway, whatever, when they went to Spain for the Olympics. But and the original Olympic Sevens. I like those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like the originals.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm waiting for him to re-release those again.
But I don't like when he jumps back to the, what's that last Olympics ever that came out with kind of like the hue change in it?
Oh,
I wasn't rocking with that.
Oh, no, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
I want the original
though,
Dream Team joints, man.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, though. But those Infrared Sevens that they said possibly might be dropping on June 30th, though. But I'm like you. Hopefully it is an Infrared and not that Crimson colorway, because I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan of Infrared. I do like Infrared sneakers because, I got the Infrared 90s. And you can see a little bit of the Infrared on the Air Max 180s. So I am a sucker of the Infrared. So, but I'm like you. I'm just hoping when that day come in this summer, those don't be that crimson color. Yeah. I'm like you. If it's that
it's
crimson
like this color,
color
okay. Right. It's glowing.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
want to feel like an OG.
Right. I can't do it. I definitely can't do it, though. So let us know if that's a cop or a drop for y'all, though. So, yeah. But, next up, I'm actually kind of excited for this one. Last but not least, especially in the skateboarding world, fans been asking for it, and we're going to get it.
SB joints. Yeah.
Nike SB Jordan 4s. And they said they're finally, it's been in the works, though, but it's finally going to be dropping, and it's going to be releasing this April. After rumors of the Nike SB and Air Jordan 4 surfaced in the fall of 2022, now we have a better idea with Nike and the partnership that will bring to the table. The Nike SB Jordan 4 will be released in the first in a Sail Pond green colorway scheme with the green and white detail. Although it hasn't been confirmed as yet to see any leakage of the upcoming shoe, the military blue and the Jordan 4 inspiration of the upcoming Jordan 4 with the additional gum bottom. Additionally, another colorway that's reported in the works of the friends and family in the pipeline as well. The Nike SB and the Jordan 4 Pine Green will be initially to release March 20th, 2023 for $225. You know what, though? I'm fucking with these.
Yeah.
I actually like them for it to be a Jordan, though, but they have that gum, so I guess
that
it's
gum
good.
Is
yeah.
Clean.
Yeah,
classic,
clean,
bro.
Clean, bro, for the skaters to catch that grip on their skateboard. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I'm with you. That gum just make the shoe just
it does.
Even better. Just
it really
make the
does.
Shit. Make it flawless, honestly, if you ask me.
I like that shit.
Yeah, man, I do too. And I'm already knowing, like, of course, the little hype beats they're going to get them, though. But my thing is, let the fucking skaters get them.
Yeah.
Let them get them, because that's all they're going to do. They going to skateboard in these motherfuckers.
They should have SB'd the 2 since they was doing all that shit with the 2s last year.
Yeah.
They should have SB'd the 2.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. No, I'm with you on that. Or even just say, fuck it. Start SB in the collection.
Yeah, 1 through 5.
1 through 5.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
1 through 5.
SB 1 through 5.
Yeah, that would be dope. No, that would definitely be dope, because I wouldn't mind seeing some SB3s. Some SB3s.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
We got some SB4s, and I want to see some SB. Some
you
got
to understand that Jordan 1 was like that was a skater go-to back in the 90s late 80s anyway. Like, it was like the perfect transition shoe for somebody that was buying tennis shoes, whatever, and still bought it.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. And even, like what you said, like, even, like, when the skaters got their hands on a pair of regular Jordan 1s, they were skateboarding in the motherfuckers anyway.
God.
So it was just a matter of time before they made a SB Jordan 1. As soon as when they did, man, that set the whole fucking sneaker community on fire. I'm still trying to get my hands on the fucking the Jordan 1s. The outline of one shoe is royal blue, and the outline of the shoe is red. And the more and more you keep getting,
y'all lucky. I'm not on the fucking marketing team. Man. It'd be a whole deck line that comes out with shoes. You
man,
feel me?
Like yeah. And that yeah. was for me. That was like one of the dopest SBs that they did, because the more and more they got dirty, the more and more it started changing the color, changing a different color. Mm-hmm. I'm all like, hey, man. They did a little bit more of those, bro. Like,
they'll
be sold.
Yeah.
I'll be sold on them, man.
It would have been a hoodie, a deck, wheels, and the shoe. Like, that would have been the pack, nigga.
That's hard. No, I know.
That's why I do it for my own company now. Like.
That's hard,
cheat
bro.
Cheat code.
No, exactly, Brody. Like that's super hard because, I mean, just like with the ideas and just the capabilities that you can go with these SBs, because they are being a popular thing.
Yeah.
Cause like who would have ever thought that they'll make a Jordan 4 SB? Like they
really wasn't in the cards.
Like, yeah, because so far the only ones that we know was the SB Jordan 1s and the SB Dunks. That was really it.
Yeah.
But now they're expanding to do a Jordan 4. Like
I
the
just
possibilities.
Realized I got a pair of SB ones, Lowe's.
Hey man, like the possibilities are fucking endless now, man.
Yeah.
No, definitely endless, man. So I mean, I'm with this, and I mean the price. I mean it's not bad, $225. I mean it's worth the price. I'm not even gonna front. Like it's really really worth the price. Like $225 though. I mean.
I need those materials to be premium.
Yeah, definitely premium on the definitely on the materials, man. So so that concludes our section of the Can I Kick It. So pretty much let us know on all the sneakers that we talked about, you know, here at Lace Rhyme, the Sean Witherspoons, the Jordan 7 Infrareds, and the SB Jordan 4s. Let us know if those are a cop or a drop for us, you know. So once again, you know, if you ain't tuned in, go ahead, click, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment.
Notification, baby.
Right. Boom, boom, boom.
Ding that thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. It's about that time, so let's get into it with these albums. Check the Rhyme. As we know, it's January. It's early. You're not going to really get a lot of
I'm
this.
Still bumping Herbert, man. Yo, I'm still bumping the homie, though.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, I'm with you on that, too. I'm still bumping Herbert. And the replay value is getting up.
Every play is like a new listen.
It is, bro.
I love it.
No, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. I fucking
shout out Herter. Shout out Herbert Anthony Stevens.
Soul.
Yeah. Good hair gang out here.
Right. All right. So all right, man. First up, we have Westside Webb. Now I've been caught on to whiffing him from last year. From
and he's from the set.
Right, yeah. Yeah, man, you know.
Shout out to the babies.
You know, caught on to him with his previous projects, Caught in the Web. Enjoyed that. And especially enjoyed Player Games.
Shout out all the webs, low-key on some Long Beach shit. All
right, man. So he's back with Player Games Part 2. You know, 11 tracks, 31 minutes. And you know what, though? I can't front, though. I was fucking with this. I like it. Smooth. Yeah, very, very mellow.
Very Long Beaches.
Yeah.
Kind of see what we do.
I fucks with it. That's why I said I fucks with it. And I even fucks with the features because, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Polyester the Saint, Ellie Dollars from Texas. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was dope. Seti Hendrix, Allen. So, I mean, all of these shits from the beginning to end, it didn't disappoint. For me, it definitely didn't disappoint. It got us moved right out from Visions. This Ain't That, Free Time with Ellie Dollars. Another one of my favorites was Player Scarface, No Distractions with Polyester the Saint, and Late Night Cruising. Like it got those vibes, bro.
So I mean,
I'm loving like what we're seeing, man, and just hopefully, man, y'all catch wind of this dude. Like, for real, man. Like,
no, they're going to have to because he do too many beats for too many people that everybody does listen to. So it's going to grow, and it's going to grow. It might be gradually, but I like when I see an artist doing gradual growth because it kind of means that they're going to be here for a while, you know?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm definitely with you on that, man. So, I mean, Player Games 2 from Westside Web, man. Go ahead and check that out. You guys ain't gonna be disappointed at all from that, man. So I mean, and the replay value is gonna be good, though. Definitely gonna be good.
Yeah. All
right, next up, my guy, K Can't front though. I've been fucking with him lately, and he's been showing a number love. And I ain't gonna lie, he's been all gas, no brakes last year, like for real. And that's Jimmy Waters.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I'm new to Jimmy Waters. Yeah, I just started listening. I just heard something from him like maybe like a month ago.
Oh no, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
like
so I'm new.
Yeah, man. I fucks with him heavy. So like, you know, he's back again with another tape. Sincerely, nice. Yeah. Sincerely a G. And this tape have about, you know, 19 tracks. 38 minutes long though, but you know the songs are like at least like a minute or two.
Yeah, a
minute or two though. But I mean, like for me, like he has this vibe to him is just very, very impeccable, and the flow is just fucking smooth, and like even like from the opener from here, talk about it, like just give you that vibe where like I'm riding, got all the windows down.
Yeah, bring it back. Oh, niggas driving down Slauson and shit.
Right, for real.
I like this.
Oh, no, man. And just seeing him just pretty much just working real hard, man. So, I mean, of course, to me, I love, you know, hearing new music or even just putting somebody on that somebody ain't never heard of before, because I mean that's what we do here. Right. We'll highlight the knowns and loving to highlight the unknowns, like people that you never heard of. So I mean, Jimmy is definitely one of them coming from the California area. I don't know what area though, but he's out here working. He did a show, I want to say, last year in the summer. And then from there on, he was just constantly still putting out tape after tape after tape, though. But, I mean, I'm just loving. Yeah, just out here just really working.
Nice.
Man, so, I mean, I can't complain, though. So, you guys, go ahead and check out Jimmy Waters, Sincerely a G. You won't be disappointed. And if you get a time, go ahead and check out the previous projects that he has. So, you know, you won't be disappointed. Definitely won't be disappointed. Now, this one, I had to put this on my list, and you know what's so crazy?
Welcome home, Buzz, and you know
what's so funny? And don't beat me up, Rose. This is my first time being put on to him, and my little brothers.
My little brothers. He won't be mad. Like that's the point.
Yeah, that's the point. You know what's so crazy?
Niggas was talking Draco, but Greedo is the guy.
No, yeah, my little brothers fuck with Greedo, and I was all like, yeah. I told him, it was like, you listen. I was like, yeah, and I actually enjoyed this.
Yeah,
I fucking enjoyed this, man.
Trap Jesus right there, man. Nah, like, for real.
So, man, so it's the one and only, man, 03, Greedo, Free 03. And just like what Rose said, as you don't know, the man is out. He was locked up for a minute, though, but, I mean, he's back out here. And
2103, you know the drill.
And you're definitely going to hear a lot from him, man.
Grays and grapes.
Yeah, man, so you know, going with the Free 03, it's about a good solid 14 tracks, 40 minutes long. But I ain't going to lie.
Nice little bounce, man.
Yeah, definitely a little
kinda
bounce.
Kind of give you like Gucci, OJ Juice, OJ the Juice Man vibes. Like,
no, yeah,
Trap
yeah.
Bunkin' type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
From Took a Minute, No Free Features, I Don't Mean Pouring with Blue Blux Clan. And I'm actually, they're growing on me too. We had did a review on them last year, last year too, and I fucks with them. I fucks with Blue Blux Clan.
No, they cool.
Yeah,
well, I got some family that do production with them, but they cool people too. I cook for them out in Arizona with the Bixby Boil.
Y'all don't know. Yeah, this man, hey,
cool niggas, man.
Hey, man, hey,
I'm a hustler, bro.
Hey, he gets down. My man's gets down though, man.
My
definitely
hurt feelings.
Definitely, man. No, but Pouring, I Can't Control Myself, Drop Down, with Ken the Mac, Bust Down, Wild Breakfast, Hype, Midnight Love Part 2, and If I Die. This shit was, I ain't gonna front, I was fucking with this.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely fucking with this, and especially.
And that's light. I want to hear what he doing right now. Like,
right, what he working on right now. Right, and especially this track, I definitely had this on repeat. I Don't Mean, I Fuck With This.
Cash money, so we don't stop. We ain't new, no limit, make them say, I'm the new
jinx. She gon' get it, bring it me, yeah, she got a sense. We the new bad boy, I'm like a puff daddy. I'm the greatest even if I never
got a Grammy.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I can hear that shit like in a lounge, club. Like, it got that little bop and that bounce to it. Like for real. Definitely could hear that, like, somewhere, like, you know, everybody just having a good time and just, you know, just vibing and just getting turnt. And that's that one right there, though.
Hey, I mean, P.S., I don't, this is just me speaking, you know. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the King of Turner, Pookie F. and Rude, who's been doing all the shows lately. Now that Greedo's back out, you got to understand, I don't know if y'all know, but all that Versus type shit started with Pookie doing RJ versus Greedo before he went in. So,
I never knew that.
I'm just using my common sense. I'm pretty sure that Pook's probably on his way to figure out how to get O3 out here to Vegas. I'm just.
Oh, man. Hey, no.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, no, yeah. That'd be dope. You know? Right. No, yeah. That'd be dope. Definitely dope to bring him out here because, I mean, of course, he got fans out here in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm fucking one of them, though. But, I mean, this was dope, man. And for me, a great way for me to be introduced to him. So now, by me just being introduced to him, it's gonna make me go back, because I'm the type of person, anytime when I get put on a new artist, I love going back to go listen to their previous stuff in their catalog,
right? As you
like
should.
You know, so
you
I mean, like for being O3 Greedo, for me, look, I know some of y'all may kill me though, but yeah, man, I'm sorry, I was sleeping on it. My bad.
No, as long as you woke up.
Yes, I am very, very woke. So
you
I
didn't
mean,
stay asleep.
Like, right. So, I mean, I can't complain, though. But this free O3, this is dope, man. A great way and a great project for him to put himself back out there to let everybody know, yeah, he's definitely back and he's on the scene, though. So, I mean, I love this. You know what I'm saying? I definitely enjoy this. And
okay.
This is a great way to open up 2023. Definitely open up 2023, man. So I mean,
yeah,
I definitely can't complain, man. So I mean, that wraps up our Can I Kick It? So it's about that time. Let's get into it
and
with the classic corner.
Number, I'd like to return to the classic.
What video game was that feature on?
I know it was a basketball game.
Nope.
No?
Madden.
Madden? Oh,
the
shit.
The year they had Echo as the special team, 2002,
I
believe.
Oh, yeah, sure was, too. Definitely sure was, man. Damn. You got me on that one, Brody. You did that. All right, this week, Classic Corner, definitely no other than, and I get it. A lot of people go back and forth between this one and AT Alien, so, but I understand why a lot of people fuck with this album.
Aquemini.
Yeah.
Like,
Outkast, 1998.
Shout out Uncle Sleep.
Man. Peace, my brother, peace
this. Oh, I'm honorary Dungeon Family.
Hey!
We DF.
Yeah, man, hey, Dungeon Family got a lot of hitters in that.
If you scroll down long far enough on Sleepy Brown page, you're gonna see Elevated EP posted.
Right.
Yeah, so go get your bar now.
We the type of people make the club get close. Say, aha, push that pulse. Everybody move to the back of the bus. Do you wanna bump and shrunk with us? We the type of people make the club get close.
Many a day has passed, the night has gone by. But still I find the time to put that bomb up in your eye. Total chaos, but it's...
Yeah, here we go. Another banger.
Yeah. All of them.
Right.
School fools. Cats keep it jumping like kangaroos. We're stupid on the body, we ain't trying to lose. Take out, goddamn it, they done changed the rules.
Oh my god, so, man, this week, Classic Corner is none other than Outkast, Aquemini, their third studio album, released September 29th, 1998, on LaFace Records. you know, which indicated the album's recurring theme of the personalities of the two members. The group recorded the majority of the album at, like what you said, Sleepy Brown's Boss Town Recording Studio, a.k.a. The Dungeon. You know what I'm saying? Definitely The Dungeon. And, you know, singles, the one that we just played, Skewered on the Bar, Rosa Park, The Art of Storytelling with Slick Rick.
Man.
That was a good one, too.
Man.
So, I mean,
man,
this album had a number of studio musicians who filter in and out the studio throughout the recording, exerting a major influence from the composition development. Feature artists Raekwon, George Clinton, Erykah Badu, you know, Slick Rick. And not only that, though, Aquemini was certified platinum in November 1998, only 2 months after its release.
Yeah.
And then a year later, it
actual units.
Yes, yes.
Not streams.
I mean, streams, actual units. And then in July 1999, July 2nd, the year after, it went double platinum. It peaked number 2 on both on Billboard 200 and peaked number 4 at the top R&B and hip-hop albums. You know what I'm saying? So, and then in 2003, Rolling Stone ranked the album 500 on their 500 greatest albums of all time. And then in 2020, updated list, it was moved to number 49. And I get it. I get why a lot of people go with the argument between Aquemini and AT Aliens. I fucks with both of them, but I do like AT Aliens a little bit more though. But after going back and listening to this, I can understand the argument. I can definitely understand the argument. I can understand it because I mean, this had joint after joint after joint, and even the Aquemini joint on here, like, bro, that was just fucking
Aquemini
crazy.
was the disc I had, so it was like nothing's seeing that one to me. And then what was the one with the flag on it? That was
Stankonia.
Stankonia. There yes. we go. Stankonia was the one I sent to my dad. Like, you got, I grew up a part of it, Funkadelic Baby.
Oh, okay.
So to know,
I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
even how they did the Stankonia disc, yeah. like with the outline of the female on there.
Yeah.
All that shit was like that was our parliament to me.
No.
Aside from the G-Funk shit that I came from, but like. Yeah. That was my visual aesthetic. Like, this is Andre 3000 was the George Clinton of our time. George Clinton and Bootsy's, like, George and Bootsy's baby was three stacks.
He's definitely the second coming of them.
Yeah,
absolutely the man. But I mean, like what we said, we going into these tracks, and then of course you play this, it's over. It's over, bro. Oh my God.
Damn.
Man.
Nigga, that horn got off.
Right. I mean, and not for nothing, this album aged very, very well.
Man.
Very, very well.
Like, Sellers whiskey,
right?
You gotta hear everyone, nigga.
What?
Yeah, bro.
What? Oh man,
the musicianship that came out of that shit, like, just set a tone. So when he went up there on that Source of Words and said the South got something to say, like, bruh, he, like, it stuck.
He meant it.
Yeah. You feel
and
me?
It ain't going nowhere. And I remember not too long ago, somebody were like, it was on another podcast show. They were saying they were doing like a Mount Rushmore of Atlanta and who would be on there. And like, they, of course, somebody said T.I., another person said Jeezy.
And you don't even put both of the faces. You just put the O with the wings up there.
Exactly. And that's what I would say. I say, and this is just my opinion, before you start naming everybody else, that automatically goes first. That's just like, okay, somebody did did the Mount Rushmore of wrestling. The Mount Rushmore of wrestling. Majority of the fans, I would per se, that would say, like, you got to fill in the other three spots, but one spot that's already taken, this is just me, my opinion, is The Undertaker. Undertaker, like, he has to go on there.
Yeah.
If he don't go on there, I mean,
Undertaker's a must. Yeah. But you don't start that shit without Hulk, nigga.
Like, okay, yeah.
You don't
start
that shit without Hulk Hogan, man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You got three staples that, like, really just rang bells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is even before Undertaker. So, like, you got Hulk.
Uh-huh.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay, yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's just how it is to
yeah.
me. Just how it is to be like, if you on some old shit, maybe, you know what I'm saying, Ricky Steamboat, you know what I'm saying, maybe. You might even still have Stone, like, Stone Cold makes it either way, but depending on era, like, you feel me, you might have Stone Cold with hair, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely feel you, though. No, I definitely feel you, like, Staples, and I feel like the Atlanta Rushmore of rap, Outkast, they automatically get that slot, like, If y'all think about moving Outkast,
you know who the wrestling Outkast is?
Who?
Ric Flair. Tell me I'm lying.
You're not lying.
That's the equivalent right there.
No, that really is the equivalent, because I mean, a lot of people pretty much emulated their styles and just their flows and just how they do things, their swag and their persona. Ooh. And then just not only that, though, like, every Outkast album, like, you listen to, it's different. That's why I rocks with them. Fucking Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music sound different from Stankonia sound different from AT Aliens sound different from the one that we just did on the Classic Aquemini, Corner. Aquemini. So I mean, all their albums sound totally different from one another, and that's something
you know, what slept on, nigga?
Who?
Idlewild soundtrack.
Oh, bro. Yeah. No, I fuck with the Idlewild.
Where they Mighty, went with Mighty, the, yeah, where Mighty, they went with the that, music, bro?
Yeah. It was just dope. I still play that. Mighty-O, It Don't Make No Sense, Hollywood Divorce, Morris Brown.
Hollywood Divorce. They went dark, and they weren't afraid to.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's why I fuck with them, because they were always willing to test the waters. And don't care what anybody has to say
at all.
And that's why I think us as hip hop lovers and as fans, I think that was another reason why we rocked with the Dungeon Family so much, because if you look from the Dungeon Family tree, all of them were different. Outkast from Goody Mob. Goody Mob was different from Slim Cutter Calhoun. Cutter Calhoun was different from Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Like, all of these people were different.
Big Gip.
Yeah, was different.
Uncle Gip.
Was different in their own way, and they had their identity and their own different characters.
Yes.
Like, you know, and then when they did that,
can jump out of their group and still give something different. Like, CeeLo could jump out the Goody Mob and be CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then go do
Gnarls Barkley. Yeah, Gnarls Barkley.
Like, there's dimensions to every artist that came over there, bro. Like,
Man, it's fucking crazy, man. So, I mean, I'm definitely happy with this pick. And just definitely, man, just appreciative, like, of you just, like, you know, holding this down, like, you know, with me and doing this shit with me, bro. Like, man, for real. Like, Outkast is definitely one of a kind. One of a kind, man. And I'm just going to say this. Andre, big boy, can we just get at least one more concert?
One more, man.
I don't care where it is. I'll
just give us a Dungeon Family reunion and everybody. No, man. Just give me a whole I don't want no openers. Unless y'all calling me to open. I don't want to hear nothing but DF, nigga. I don't want nothing but DF.
No, I'm definitely with you on that one, because if you think about it, man, if they did a concert, I think the whole fucking world would come out for that.
Touring.
Bro.
Tour. Give me one tour.
Bro, that's
one
that
last organized noise.
That would be fucking
organized
insane.
Noise presents world tour.
Bro, like, that would be insane. I feel like they do that, Outkast gonna be on some Michael Jackson shit. Like, for real. bro, like, people were literally fucking fly out. Like, San Francisco.
I'm definitely going to more than one. And
right.
And if y'all hit Japan, I'm out of here.
Right.
Out of here. Passport's getting you.
Right. Nah, man. I definitely feel you on that, man. So, definitely, man. So, we're at the towards of the tail end, man. I just want to say, Brody, man, thank you so much, man.
Man, always. I like it here.
This, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy this, like, you know, having just those talks, man, just, like, within the culture, sneakers and everything, because, like, you know, me being a hip-hop purist, you being an MC, like, we're really students of this shit, bro.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Yeah, like, definitely.
And they go hand-in-hand.
Yes, definitely go hand-in-hand, though, man.
With that being said, real quick, before we close out,
yes.
Understand the transition of this Rose Parade shit is official.
Yes.
The docs have been sent to California state government.
Yes.
It's not just the name of the artistry. It's not just the music. It's the material that I'm dropping, the merchandise, the clothing, dogs, the jewelry,
So be on the lookout for that, because I'm gonna get my Rose.
He already seen some sneak peeks.
Bro. And I'm telling you, it's fire.
Yeah.
It is firing. I mean, like, gonna be having to put so many dope outfits together with him, man.
Yeah.
So,
Adam Rose didn't get them flowers, so Rose Parade. We decided to grow our own. So.
Absolutely, man. But definitely, man. Let them know where they can find you at, bro.
I am Rose Parade on everything.
Yes.
Only thing that's not, I think, is Snapchat, and that'll be changed in March. So,
yeah, so
I am Rose Parade on every site, everything.
Yeah, so that means Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
all of that,
man.
Rose
like, go ahead. Yes. Yeah, so you can find them at all of that. But again, here at Lace Rhymes, we just want to say thank you. Continuing life from the support, man. You know, if you like it, leave a comment. You want to fuck it with it, leave a comment. If you feel like we said some outlandish shit, leave a fucking comment, though. But go ahead. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Facebook, TikTok. You name it, we on it. So go ahead, rate, subscribe. Like, subscribe, leave a comment, tell a friend that tells a friend that tells another friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though?
And make sure you get to go watch, go press play on that Rose Parade riding.
Right, exactly, though. But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve and Lace Rhymes. We are out of here.
Peace.